From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Swine flu is causing a worrisome amount of illness for so early in the fall. Federal health officials say it's now widespread in 41 states. Dr. Ann Schuchat of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that's up from 37 states a week ago.
It's unprecedented for this time of year to have the whole country seeing such high levels of activity.
The CDC says 86 children have died of swine flu in the U.S. since it first appeared here last spring, 43 of them just since the end of August. The government also says the number of doses of swine flu vaccine available this month won't be as high as predicted, but Schuchat says there should be widespread availability by November. The Department of Agriculture says the first U.S. case of H1N1 flu in hogs may have turned up in Minnesota. Mark Stile of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
The hogs were tested at the Minnesota State Fair last summer. Tentative results indicated the virus, but the USDA says more testing is needed before they'll know for sure whether the pigs had H1N1. University of Minnesota infectious disease specialist Michael Osterholm says the animals are not a health threat to people.
There is no public health risk associated with these infected pigs to humans. And in fact, our concern is really what the infection brought by humans to the swine industry might do to that industry.
Minnesota Agriculture Department officials say they don't know where the three hogs are now, but they say they may have gone to slaughter. Health officials say humans cannot get the flu virus from eating pork. For NPR News, I'm Mark Stile.
A former Bush administration official has been sentenced to prison on charges of obstructing justice and misleading investigators. David Safavian is the fifth person to get prison time in the federal investigation involving corrupt lobbyist Jack Abramoff. NPR's Peter Overby has more.
Safavian and Abramoff were friends back when Abramoff was the go-to Republican lobbyist in Washington. Abramoff took Safavian on a lavish golf junket to Scotland. Safavian was chief of staff at a federal agency at the time. He wrote Abramoff a reimbursement check for the trip, but it covered only a sliver of the actual costs. He was also giving Abramoff private advice about negotiating with his agency. So far, he's one of just two defendants in the Abramoff investigation to go to trial rather than plead guilty. He was convicted by a jury in 2006 and lost two appeals. The other trial ended Thursday in a mistrial. Jurors couldn't agree on the eight charges against Kevin Ring, a one-time associate of Abramoff. Prosecutors say they'll try Ring again. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is calling on Americans to renew their commitment to public service. He joined former President George H.W. Bush in College Station, Texas today. The event honored the 20th anniversary of the former president's volunteer movement known as the Thousand Points of Light. This is NPR News. The Los Angeles Dodgers have even the best of seven National League Championship Series at a game apiece. Los Angeles came up with two runs in the eighth inning to beat the Philadelphia Phillies today with Game 3 Sunday night in Philadelphia. Dodgers manager Joe Torre says it's very much an open question as to which team will make it to the World Series.
My guys don't know fear. Today they kept going at it. And the Phillies are world champs for a reason. They play hard all the time and they slow the game down when they need to. Even winning a World Series doesn't keep them from wanting more.
In the American League Series opener, the New York Yankees are leading the Los Angeles Angels 4-1 in the bottom of the eighth. The chestnut tree in Amsterdam, mentioned in Anne Frank's diary, may set down roots in the U.S. The 150-year-old tree has been battling a fungus, and to help it live on, 11 sites have been selected to receive its saplings. NPR's Margot Adler has the story.
The 11 sites were announced by the Anne Frank Center USA here in Manhattan. Most are sites dedicated to fighting intolerance. They include Little Rock Central High School in Arkansas, the site of desegregation in 1957, and Holocaust centers in Michigan, Idaho, and Washington State. Saplings will also go to the World Trade Center site and Boston Common. Anne Frank could see the tree from the annex where she hid. From my favorite spot on the floor, she wrote, I look up at the blue sky and the bare chestnut tree on whose branches little raindrops shine, appearing like silver, and at the seagulls and other birds as they glide on the wind. As long as this exists and I may live to see it, this sunshine, the cloudless skies, while this lasts, I cannot be unhappy. Attempts to save the tree itself continue. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.